All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we're trading them. Today is Tuesday, June 27th. More profit taking, stocks down again yesterday, but today the major indices are bouncing back. Plus, consumer confidence soars. New home sales shocker and Walgreens hammered after earnings. We have a lot to talk about, and we'll also review our open positions and our Oxy trade. As you can see, there's a lot to talk about, so let's go ahead and get started. Now, if this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading, and I'm running the show solo, but on most days I'm joined by Marcus Heitkota, Rockwell Trading's founder. Even though I'm alone today, I promise that you're in good hands. You could say that we have a ton of trading experience at Rockwell Trading. In fact, decades. We know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell it like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insight into the world of trading, then you are at the right place. Before we dive in and show you our trades and how we're tackling these crazy markets, let's take a look at what's moving the markets today. Let me go ahead and bring up the S&P 500 here. And this is not the S&P 500, but we will switch over to the S&P. There we go. And we see here that pulling back from mid-June, that Friday 16th reversal, that continued. And yesterday, we actually finished the day lower by 0.5%. So the S&P down. The Dow yesterday actually just flat, just down 12, 13 points, barely moving the Dow with it trading at 33,714. And then the NASDAQ actually leading the major indices lower, down 1.2% yesterday. So another down day, more profit taking. Yeah, the thing here is that with this move lower and this pullback, the VIX, the fear index, is still low. So we could switch over to the VIX. Yesterday we did get a little bit of a pop, but this 13 to 15 range in the VIX, super, super low. The VIX, also known as the fear index, and when traders are fearful, expecting more volatility in the market and price fluctuation, this thing spikes, but instead it's trading at multi-year lows. We could zoom out and we see last time we were trading around 13, 14 was 2019 before the pandemic. Now, if we look at what's going on today, though, markets drifting higher. Let me go ahead and zoom in a little bit. Here we have the S&P, and we are up 0.5%. Actually, I have a 200-day moving average. I'm just going to change this to a 50. It'll make the chart look a little bit better, but also 50-day moving average, a little more short-term there in nature, and we see that price closed above this 50-day moving average on March 29th. We haven't come back and actually touched this since then, although there have been moves pulling back a little bit today, though not the case, making up for yesterday's losses, up 0.5% right now. The Dow also higher, up 0.4%, and the NASDAQ up 0.5%. So one thing that we've seen recently is a bit of a disconnect between the Dow and blue chip stocks versus the NASDAQ. Usually one's leading or one's lagging. In this case, everything just kind of drifting higher together. We could actually go to PowerX Optimizer and look at the heat map. And this tells us the entire story. Everything is green. So it's not just one sector, but everything is green. It does look like healthcare right now taking a little bit of a hit. This is the only sector that is mostly red. But overall, everything just plugging along, doing okay. Google down a little bit, but everything else just in the green, slightly higher. Not with big moves, but the overall market just pushing higher right now. So some reports coming out. Let's take a look at the economic calendar. And we mentioned yesterday nothing going on, but today we had a few reports. We had core durable goods orders coming in higher than expected, as well as durable goods orders. This, though, consumer confidence being released at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern time, as well as new home sales. Consumer confidence rising for the month. This actually came in at 109.7. It's not showing here. I might need to refresh, but we'll just leave it for now. So this was higher than the reading in May and much better than what was expected. It actually was the highest consumer confidence reading since January of 2022 when things started to slide. One thing that was interesting is that the survey also showed a decline in those expecting a recession. So back in May, 73.2% of the households responding expected a recession. Right now, that's at 69.3%. So an overwhelming majority still believing that we are going to enter a recession, but that number and percentage is falling. We'll see if that continues to change. But consumer confidence coming in better than expected. Another thing that was interesting, and again, it's not showing right now, but new home sales coming in better than expected as well. Data showed that a seasonally adjusted rate of 763,000 new homes being sold. This is compared to the 677,000 that was expected, even higher than the previous month. And this comes even with high interest rates, right? So this was not expected, a bit of a shock there. And we could take a look at some home builders here. If we look at DHI as an example, look at DHI, 2.3%. I believe this is an all-time high for DHI. Look at this chart. Who would have thought that with rates considerably higher and the amount of house that you could buy when you're factoring in those higher rates and what you have to pay for a mortgage, that DHI and home builders would actually be doing well in this high interest rate environment. Interesting to see that REITs were on the move yesterday. It was actually the best performing sector in the S&P. BXP, Boston Properties. Look at this, down for the year, but Boston Properties up 10% yesterday. Huge move, a little more follow through here. So nice move for Boston Properties. This was actually the biggest mover in the S&P yesterday. Another similar company, ARE, another REIT. So these real estate investment trusts pay a pretty nice dividend. And yesterday, getting a lot of attention, this one up 5% yesterday, up another percent today. So outpacing the overall market, a little bit of a follow through there, even though it was down from the beginning of June. Another market mover, let's take a look at Walgreens, also known as Walgreens Boots Alliance, WBA. And look at this, getting hammered, down 9%. Let's actually zoom out a little bit and see. Look at this chart. Lower than the pandemic drop. Yeah. So it looks like long term, maybe some support around 30, and we are through that with this move lower in a downtrend since November, making lower lows, making lower highs. But this slide coming on bad earnings. If we look at earnings, we see that, well, we're a little bit worse than expected on the earnings per share. Revenue a little bit better than expected, but they slashed their full year profit guidance. So between the weaker than expected earnings per share and slashing guidance, investors not happy. Down 0.9% here. Not 0.9%, sorry, 9%, and just getting hammered. So sometimes we'll be looking at an opportunity like this when it's a solid wheel candidate, profitable company, nice support. This one I'm not a big fan of because it does look like you're trying to catch a falling knife. We're through longer term support. This one has been falling, making lower lows since November. Getting hammered here, a little too aggressive and risky for me. I don't mind trading these overreactions when we have a real solid chart and things are looking pretty good there. Not the case with this one, so didn't touch it today. And just getting beat up. Now, let's take a look at open positions here. Let me go over to the wheel. And not a whole lot popping up with the overall markets higher today. That's to be expected. Usually, the goal is to sell puts on down days and sell calls on up days. No puts available to sell, but for me, my main positions right now, CSIQ, Canadian Solar. Marcus is in this one as well. The 35 put for this Friday and next Friday still available. So we collected 30 cents last week when we put this trade on. I think it was about 32% annualized for that premium. Happy to own this at 35. Real nice wheel looking stock in my opinion. We see that for a few months we've seen some short-term support around 35, and if this does pull back to some longer-term support, looks like 30 would be a nice level. So looks like we have 15 cents premium right now, which would be 39% annualized for this week. And if you wanted to go out to July 7th next Friday, 35 strike would bring you 45 cents, which is 42% annualized. So nice little ROI there if you want to own CSIQ. I have a comment here because I have looked at the fundamentals for a few different solar plays, and this one definitely had the best fundamentals out of the group. So this one, both Marcus and I have puts on, selling that 35 put expiring this Friday. Now, we could look at Oxy. We talked about Oxy last week and yesterday. Last week, there was a little bit of a debate. Should you roll or should you not roll? That was the question. And for me, with my style of trading, the analysis I do and the stocks that I want to sell puts on, I want to get assigned at the strike that I sell. So I sold the 57 strike. And here, last week, we started to flirt with 57. And on Friday, we closed below 57. We actually closed at 50. Actually, it was here. It was 56.07. So we were almost a dollar in the money on those puts. And there were some questions, and there was a great conversation in that in the comments for the June 23rd Coffee with Marcus and Mark video about rolling puts. And it's not my style. It's not my style because when I sell a put, that's the strike that I want to own shares at. And in my experience, owning shares, getting assigned and being able to sell calls is far more rewarding than selling puts. And this is where, if the stock continues to slide, rolling puts could be more favorable, right? Because you might be able to take a small credit or actually roll to a lower strike price so you get assigned lower. So it's very defensive in nature. For you to roll puts, in my opinion, you have to be concerned about the position that you put on. And you have to think, you know what, this probably isn't going to move higher at this point, so I'm better off extending the trade, getting a credit, or rolling down for my assignment price. And I'm not saying that this is a bad idea. It's just not for me, because in my experience, when I'm selling puts on the companies that I sell puts on, doing the analysis that I do, using PowerX Optimizer to scan through thousands of trades and find opportunities that meet my criteria for a good trade, that assignment is something that's attractive to me. Owning shares is what I want to do at that price. And you can't own shares, or you're just extending the not owning share process by rolling puts. For those of you who don't know what rolling puts are, it would be buying back the option that you've sold, selling another one. So you're not taking ownership of an actual or shares right away. And instead, for me, I want to own shares. I wanted to own shares at 57. And yesterday, I was the proud owner of shares of Oxy. Marcus was as well. We took the same trade. And yesterday, we were able to sell the 57 strike, the strike that we were assigned at, and collect 50 cents. Now, right now, the stock's trading at 57.55. So did we mess up? Should we have waited? Well, in hindsight, waiting would have been more profitable, right? But our plan, or my plan, is developed to maximize opportunity really in any type of market. And I don't know if this is going to move higher, lower, or sideways. But what I do know is that over time, this type of trade, being patient, being picky, selecting a strike at support, and then selling calls is the way to go. So my plan, sell calls at the original strike for the first week. After that, maybe we look at selling a higher strike. Who knows where this ends up this Friday? It could be that this is trading at $58 and a roll might be difficult because we could roll calls as well. Maybe it pulls back a little bit towards 57 and we get a picture perfect roll where we can buy back the call that we've sold, sell next week's expiration, get a nice credit there. It might be trading below 57 and those calls expire worthless. I'll look to sell calls again. I don't mind managing this for a while at 57, but if it starts to really pop higher and get away from us, that's okay. I'll let it get called away. That's the wheel process. The wheel strategy in a nutshell, sell puts, get paid for a stock that you don't own. And then if those puts expire in the money and you are now assigned, you're the proud owner of shares of that company. And the next step is to sell calls. You sell calls until you get called away when the stock is closing above the strike that you sold on the call side. You're selling those shares and you start the process again. Rinse and repeat, round and round the wheel goes. So, hey, we'll see where this one goes, but I'm liking it at 57. I like that I was able to get some real nice premium on the calls that I sold. I think it was 62, 64% annualized, something like that. And this one's looking pretty good. Now, one that's not looking too hot right now, or let me rephrase this. It's not that it's not looking too hot, but this is where I'm in limbo because I own shares of PNC. My cost basis is 136. My break even is 134.55. And right now we're just kind of trading in this mid upper range. So it's behaving in a sense because if I were to look at this chart and I would see this nice range, that would be a positive. That'd be something that I might consider for a wheel trade. But we're just outside of call selling territory. So to be able to sell calls at my break even or between my break even and my cost basis, selling calls at my cost basis is ultimately my goal. I need to see this pop and break to the upside. It needs to probably get to about 132 to be able to sell calls. I think that on this day, I was able to sell the 136, I believe, back in April. Right now, just sitting on this one. So down a little bit, not a big deal. I do feel that the dust is kind of settled here and investors are picking up some regional banks. So the banking fears, are we completely out of the woods? Maybe, maybe not. But for most regional banks, it seems like that fear has subsided. And I think that we'll continue to drift higher. A little bit of a pullback in this range. Love to see this break to the upside so I could sell calls. Right now, nothing I could do with this one, but it's okay. It's okay. So these are my three core positions with the wheel strategy. Looking for more opportunities, but with the markets higher, doesn't seem like that's going to be the case today unless we get a big, big reversal taking place. You never know what's going to happen. Looking at the economic calendar, there are 2 days that I think the market could potentially move a little bit more. That would be tomorrow with Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaking right at the open. And then also on Friday when you have core PCE price index. So core PCE, for those of you who don't know, is the Fed's favorite inflation gauge. A surprise here, what could really get things moving. Right now, the forecast is that this is coming in at 0.3%, a tick lower than it came in last month. So that's going to do it for today's stock market update. If you like this video, please give it a like. And if you are new to the channel, please subscribe so you can be notified when we have new videos coming out. I'm going to be here back again tomorrow. And until then, happy trading, everybody.